What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 56 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Monday mindset, we are talking about taking accountability.
Yes, taking accountability is so important and definitely something that a lot of people struggle with because it does come with, you know, just not letting your ego take control of a lot of things sometimes.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I can be I definitely have struggled with this before sometimes, for sure. Accountability is not my biggest strong suit, but it's definitely something I've worked on and it is beneficial for sure.
Yeah, and accountability doesn't just go for your fitness journey, you know, constantly making excuses, but in your personal life too, and your professional life as well. It can be a very common issue and it will hold you back from a lot of things.
100%. So what is accountability? Accountability is taking responsibility for your actions, but also life around you. How is your life right now? Like, what job are you working? What kind of relationships do you have? You need to take accountability for all that and realize that it is your fault. The situation you're in is your fault.
Yes, of course, there can always be some non-controllable factors, but unless you're controlling every single thing that is controllable, it all does come back on you.
Yes, and we're not talking to, you know, the 14-year-olds out there. We're talking to people who are adults. You're not forced to live with your parents or a legal guardian, something like that. We're saying once you're a fucking adult.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people do fall into the mindset of just playing victim for a lot of their lives, not only, you know, when you're a teenager, when you're in your 20s. Some people are living into their 60s, 70s until they die just playing a victim of their own life. But my question to you is, what the fuck have you done to actually change it?
100%. You just do, almost always, you just do the exact same shit that everyone else in your family around you did before you to try to change it. If it wasn't working for them, if it doesn't work for the other people in your community, why would it work for you?
Exactly. A huge, huge, huge one is, say someone's overweight, but maybe their parents have been struggling with playing victim their life too. They're like, oh yes, you're overweight, but it's just how we are. It's our family. We're genetically overweight. So they've told their kids this since they've grown up. So of course their kid's gonna just believe it now, but go look at a fucking day in their life and tell me that it's genetic.
Yeah, 100%. It's, oh, it's genetic, but then every football Sunday we make 10 pounds of chili with cheese, and we get hot dogs and we grill burgers and we put down about 8,000 calories. Like,
yeah, of course there are some genetic factors that can make you more prone to being overweight, but it's nothing that cannot be worked around with a little bit of hard work and planning ahead of time. But lifestyle factors are the most important thing that do go into this. How you're raised, how your family, you know, just acts, how the habits you guys have. I know in some families it's completely normal to get fast food every day, twice a day, and in some families that is unheard of. You're only eating home cooked super fresh meals. It really does come down to how you're raised a lot of the time.
Oh yeah, 100%. My family didn't rarely ever had fast food. It was almost always home cooked meals for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And the same thing goes to exercise. You know, one family might, the idea of a fun family day might be going out to play some soccer, while the other one is going to the movies and just binge eating a bunch of candy and popcorn. These things do add up, and these lifestyle habits, they're not only gonna last right now, this will be carried on and carried on through future generations.
Oh my God, yeah. The biggest mistake ever is making every single social event has to be around food. Like, holy shit, that's the worst thing you can do for an influence for your children. It's going to ruin their relationship with food. And also, you're just setting everyone up for failure.
Yeah, that's something super common that a lot of people do struggle with, is planning all social events around food and drinking. And it is super normal, and it can be really hard to not go that route. And it can be very challenging to find things that are not always surrounded by food, because it has just been made so normal. But there's just no reason that every single event needs to be planned around food and drinking. There's so many other things to do.
Absolutely. And those are, your weight, your health aren't the only things in your personal life that you need to take accountability for. You need to take accountability for things like your learning as well. You know, you choose, oh, you go out of high school or you finish college or whatever. You know, there's a lot of people, and these are the people who you make fun of, the old people who are stuck in the past. They just chose not to learn. They were like, oh, I've learned everything I need to know. I'm the smartest person in the room and I'm super wise. And then they never take accountability for, hey, maybe I am uneducated on something. Maybe I am a little bit ignorant in the times. And they just continuously say stupid shit. Like, that's not taking accountability.
Exactly. And this can really bleed into your professional life too, and straight up how successful you are if you're just constantly trying to do the bare minimum, you know, missing the deadlines by a little bit, all that type of shit, and just not taking accountability for it, always just constantly making excuses. No one's going to fucking respect you.
Yeah. Oh, a great one. This is a great one for the old people out there. Saying racist or homophobic shit. That's because that's what you used to do. Like, it was normal when they grew up, and then they can't apologize for it. They would never apologize for saying it now. They're like, there's nothing wrong with it. That's when you need to take accountability and be like, hey, that is offensive now. That's not okay in our society to say now. Maybe I shouldn't say that. That's a prime example of that. An extreme example, of course, but hey, I think that's what a lot of people have experienced with their grandparents, great-grandparents.
Oh, yeah, definitely within the workplace, too, even just straight up sexism in the workplace is still super prominent, and especially these companies that are still run by older men, especially they might try to keep it a little bit more low key, but it's still going on very, very badly.
Exactly. 100%. And also not just learning, making sure you're up with the times, but also just your personal development overall, whether that's learning to meditate, learning stress management, learning new communication skills, learning how to run a business, all these things, they are parts of your personal development. You're not going to be perfect. No one's ever going to be perfect. If you stop learning, stop trying, that's a mistake.
Yeah, when it comes to your personal development, a huge one is mental health. I'm so stressed. I'm so anxious. I'm so depressed. But then you're doing nothing differently on a day-to-day basis. You're doing the same shit. You're not doing anything different to help you out with that. You know, you're saying you're depressed, but if you're just fucking laying in bed all day for days and days, not getting up, when you know these things are proven to help you, getting some sunlight, getting some exercise, eating healthy foods are things that you can do. I'm not saying it's going to cure your depression by any means, but there are things that you can control.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, someone's, oh, I have such bad anxiety, so that's why I'm fat, because I need to eat all this food. And you're like, well, what are you doing to actually, you know, fix the anxiety or try to get over it or try to cope with it? Well, I eat. But you also don't want to be fat. So what have you tried to learn to do differently? Nothing. You don't want to learn anything. Don't want to get better. Don't want to change anything. Not wanting to change your life, not wanting to change your routine, that's fucking stupid. And that's when you need to take accountability and be like, hey, yeah, I don't have to be fat. I don't have to emotionally eat. It's just something that, you know, I'm being lazy and I don't want to learn and I don't want to get uncomfortable. And that's something you have to take accountability for.
Yeah, exactly. By saying you have to do something or saying you can't do something, you're just undermining yourself so much and just saying that you're fucking not capable of it when you are.
That little in yourself. Like, that's the thing, right? You're putting yourself down. You're like, no, like, yeah, you're like, damn, yeah, I suck. I can't get better at anything. I'm stuck like this. And I'm like, I'm calling bullshit. I believe in you. I believe you can fucking do it.
Yeah, if you don't even believe in yourself, you're quite literally never going to achieve it. So that's something that's very important, changing that mindset and actually helping yourself believe that it's true. But it can be hard to believe that you can do it when you've never actually put in any effort before. So you're going to have to prove it to yourself too.
Yeah, 100%. And that's another part of accountability, is, you know, not just your own accountability, but also taking your accountability for other people, taking accountability for business, taking accountability for a team. For example, we would take accountability in our business. If the business wasn't doing well, we'd be like, hey, you know, that's on us. Something's going on. Like, we need to improve in some way. We always want to take accountability first. Same thing where if you're in another business or you're on a sports team, you always, on football, you always hear the quarterback say, oh, that loss is on me. That was my fault. Taking accountability. And that's something else you can do to create better chemistry, create better trust, and have people believe in you more.
Exactly. Especially with our business and social media. It's like, oh, my videos aren't doing well this week. It's the Instagram algorithm. They're just against me. No, it's your content. It's always your content. It's always a you problem. And there are always things that you can do to improve.
Yep, 100%. You always need to be reassessing yourself in every single aspect of your life, including relationships as well, you know. You need to be able to take accountability when you make mistakes, say something stupid, everything like that. You need to be able to take that accountability and learn from it. Nobody is perfect in a fucking relationship ever. Everybody makes mistakes. If you think you never make mistakes and you're just the great one all the time, like, that's a mistake.
Literally, like, if I have a week where, say, oh, my content's not doing well, I'm just feeling really down, I'm feeling my acne's bad, my digestion's not good, all of these things, whatever it may be, Dylan knows, I will sit down and freak out. I'm like, what is the cause of this? I have to figure it out. I have to change something, and I'll change something. If it's something in my diet, I'll fucking change it, and I will figure out what is causing the issue so that I can improve, because it's not just something, nothing is just randomly happening.
Quite literally, right before we turned on this pod, I was telling Lauren that my acne is worse right now, probably from starting the gear, and I was like, hey, I need to start having a better skincare regimen. Right before we sat down for this, I wasn't like, oh, gear caused my acne, I can't do anything about it, guess it's just gonna sit there. Yes. It sucks.
Keywords, just nothing is going to change if you don't change something. Nothing is going to magically happen. Nothing is going to be handed to you.
You need to change, not the people around you. You need to change. You are not responsible for everyone else, but you're responsible for what you do. Oh, you have health goals and all your friends are going and drinking. You're not responsible for making them stop drinking or telling them they're bad or that they shouldn't be drinking, but you are responsible for yourself if you're going getting hammered with them. Yes. You're responsible for yourself.
Exactly. And the first step of change is taking accountability for what's going on. It might be the hardest step in change too. Just being able to take that accountability and accept, like, hey, I need to fucking stop. I've had many clients who've had this breakthrough. They're just constantly making excuses. But then at some point, after a million times of me being like, hey, we need to get it together, they're like, fuck, like, I need to stop playing victim. I need to stop making excuses. Mm-hmm.
Favorite check-in I ever got was from one of my guys who were really overweight. And he was like, damn, he's like, I didn't realize I'd make all these excuses for myself. And he just said, he just calls it the fat person mentality. He's like, yeah, I was just thinking like a fat person. He's like, I don't think like a fat person anymore. He doesn't make excuses. Guess what? This dude travels for work every week. He meal preps his food every fucking week and brings it with him.
Yes, like, and he's not even a competitor.
Yeah, he's not even a competitor. He's a lifestyle client who just wants to achieve his health goals, and he's serious about it, and he realized that, hey, like, yeah, you can check your boxes. You can do everything you're supposed to do if you're not, you know, a lazy fuck. Like, absolutely.
And confidence is just overall huge for just building confidence and building trust within yourself, being able to actually, you know, be able to call yourself out like that is a huge step 100%. In just gaining overall confidence.
Yes, 100%, because once you acknowledge that you're doing these things wrong, then you can also see yourself moving forward. You have that vision and you know you're getting better every day, and that confidence just builds and builds and builds and builds. But if you, you know, if you're just blaming everything else and you're never trying to get better, you know you're not moving forward, then guess what? You're never going to gain that confidence.
Exactly. So if you do want to grow, you want to improve, whether it's in your fitness life and your personal life and your relationships, professional, you need to be able to take that step back and stop playing victim in your own life.
Yep, 100%. That's what we got for you guys today. See you tomorrow. Peace.